You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2013, and we're downstairs in the Crossville space, and I'm here with Lindsay Ann Waltrip. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you. And, you know, I love to be visiting with Crossville. A couple of background points. You're an American company. You're privately owned. You're doing very well. Every time I talk to you guys, you're telling me how fast you're growing. And, you know, the things that you guys are doing, I mean, most of your business is on the commercial side because you have a real designer flair. But we're at a residential show right now, and I think you're going to tell me some details about that, right?
Right. You know, it's Surfaces has been such a great show for me throughout my career, and I love being able to come out here. But last year, my first time here with Crossville, it was a little awkward because people do see us as being mostly commercial. Now, that's not really the case. And as we've moved forward with our products, the strategy has been to focus on some things that I consider to be hybrid, both residential and commercial, and to change up the sizes that we offer to make sure that we have everything that one might need for a residential offering. For example, we offer 24 by 24 and 12 by 24, but it's very easy to convert that into a 12 by 12 and an 8 by 8 to fit some of those smaller, more residential environments.
I mean, when you talked about tile, you look back on the history of it, it was small squares, and now you look at, this is limestone on the floor here, it's done in, how many different sizes are there on the floor here?
It's a traditional Versailles pattern, so I believe four sizes in that, and we've never actually offered a product that you can make into a traditional Versailles pattern. So that was a big selling point for it. I think as we look at to the residential market, a lot of those larger sizes are going to come into play in the next few years. But then you also will always have traditional neutrals, traditional patterns, and it's important to represent that.
And so you ship this in a box ready to go with the Versailles pattern, is that right?
It doesn't come in a box. It comes in all the different size boxes, but we do job pack everything that we do. So if you've ordered it that way, then it all comes there for you to be able to build it out on your job, which is something that is a unique thing for our company.
And I saw this, I believe, at Greenbuild, right? Is that when you were rolling it out last year?
We did. We had not yet launched, and it launched in December, but we previewed it at Greenbuild. And then Manoir, that we're also showing here, actually launches next week. So first week of February, five different colors, multiple sizes. You can always put a floor tile on a wall, not vice versa, so that it has very modular capabilities on that.
All right, so talk a little bit about, I think one of the things that you're doing here, as you mentioned earlier, is you're putting together more of a package for your residential dealers, right?
We are. I don't believe in furniture. I believe in programs. And we're working on building some programs for our retailers. And not every retailer is a Crossville retailer. But for those that are a very good fit, especially in higher-end residential and high-end remodel, we need to make sure that they have the tools available and the education available to help them succeed with our line.
So what are some of the components of that? I mean, aren't you talking about potentially putting in a display that has your brand on it and some wing displays, that kind of thing? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've got multiple options because I think a lot of times people believe in the retail world one size fits all, and it doesn't, and everyone's needs are very different. So whether you have a wing rack, which is the basis of any component system, to a full-scale designer boutique, which we're showcasing here, we know it's incredibly important to show color in those environments and to show the bling, if you will, in that environment. And our tools were not doing that the best way that they could. So we've gone and revamped those. There are new Envision panels. There are what we call jewelry boards that help you mix and match. You know, a lot of times a customer will see something and go, oh, I love this, but I hate this one little pencil liner in it. How do you show her how that's going to look? So from a product standpoint, it's very mix and match and multifunctional, whether you want to start with a decorative items or whether you want to start with your field tile for your floor. It gives you both options, and then to truly be able to play right there in the space.
All right, now I know that lamina is a big, interesting movement for you guys. Give us an update on what's going on with lamina.
It is. As we've gone around the U.S., we've done lots of training. These large format panels are interesting to work with, and we want to make sure everybody gets it right the first time. We're showing it on a counter here. That's a 7mm product. We don't stock it. It's an import, but we just wanted to show it being a residential show. We wanted to show how you might use it in your home. We've also showed a full vertical panel on the wall in our bathroom vignette. It's gorgeous. So.
And as you roll that out, what are the formats of that? What size will they be?
Well, right now it's the 1 meter by 3 meter, so basically 3 foot by 10 foot. We are also cutting down to 1 meter by 1 meter as well, which has proven to be a very popular size. And we're doing that in our factory so that we can job pack that as well.
So I know this is the first day of the show. Talk a little bit about surfaces. Are you happy with the traffic you're getting here?
Our traffic this morning was outstanding. Now, right now, everybody's at lunch, so which is good. It's a good time to film this. But I was really impressed with the traffic, the amount, as well as where people were coming from. I think a lot of people believe that surfaces has turned into a West Coast dealer show. So I've spoken to people from Franklin, Tennessee, just down the street from where we make our tile, from Nebraska, from Texas. So I'm happy to see people returning from the East Coast on over now.
And you're at this show now, and you'll also be at the covering show, right?
I am. That's an easy one for us this year, just having to go to Atlanta, but we will definitely have a presence there.
All right, Lindsay, great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville Tile, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.